Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Therapy with Sun, seven, five, two, one. This your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We'll break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the daily go get a business show. Tonight on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, Juneteenth Friday. Now, Juneteenth is really June 19th, but it's the 18th, and the holiday is being celebrated today. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to get all into it, and I'm going to welcome all points of view, whether you are pro or con, because I understand probably how you feel either way, both ways, all ways. You know, this is an intersection where you can go... Good to see y'all. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? Let me pop a Rita. It's Stacey White. How you feeling, my? Good to see ya. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, and do your thing. Max and chill. It's good to see you. And T. Carrie Wright, too. It's good to have my people going in your sight, and you know it's going to be right. Just like your last name, I am right here, and we ain't kicking no games. Emily Dunlap is in the house. And bow! Emily Dunlap. and believe the lap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. How you feeling, ma? So, tonight, on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we talking about Juneteenth. It's a holiday today, baby. You know? It's a holiday. Let's get right into it. My take on Juneteenth being declared as a federal holiday, I give it a thumbs up. I give it a thumbs up because, first of all, you have to bring awareness to a situation before you expect anybody to adhere to any ideas, thoughts, or changes that you want to bring forth. If somebody doesn't understand the reason for your inquiry, then why would they be open to it? I mean, in politics, in government, it's all about the money. But sometimes they have to make a move before the money can be made. Sometimes, even though they don't get too used to operating outside of what makes the money and what doesn't, sometimes they have to make less than money moves because, like last year, with the George Floyd situation and the Breonna Taylor situation, but especially the George Floyd situation, we had a black man who was murdered by police that caused civil unrest all around the country. There were protest sit-ins, there were riots, there was looting, there was rebellion all around the United States, and from what I understand, even other parts of the world were in on this shit. So it was a time during the pandemic when people were tired of the bullshit. Like, you know what? This 2020 shit is just too much. Y'all killing people on camera like it ain't nothing, and people are co-signing it like it's all right. You stand on a man's neck for 9 minutes, murder him in cold blood in front of everybody against the wishes and pleas from all that were in the perimeter. Well, they bit off a little bit more than they can chew. I'm saying all of that to say that had it not been for the murder of George Floyd, I don't think that they would have recognized Juneteenth as a federal holiday. In many places around the United States, black people have been celebrating Juneteenth for decades. Now, Juneteenth is the date when all slaves were freed. The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863, well, it was declared in 1862. I think it was carried out in 1863. It did not free all of the slaves the way it was supposed to. Over in Texas, they still had slaves for another 2 years. So June 19th, 1865, is when the remainder of the slaves were freed from slavery in Texas. So the horror, the terror, the inhumanity continued for another 2 years while free slaves over on the east and up north were already trying to get themselves together after being freed 2 years before. It is an event worth recognizing, because it's one event in a long history that we have of injustice and inhumanity. Simple as that. But I never learned about Juneteenth in schools. And I had black teachers who taught black history. Now, maybe, I mean, it's safe to say that there were probably times when I wasn't paying attention. But I know one thing is for sure. I never heard the name Juneteenth. And I didn't recognize Juneteenth holiday until I was grown and went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They were always talking about Juneteenth. Yeah, we was at the Juneteenth celebration, blah, 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 the Juneteenth. And I was like, Juneteenth? You know how much American history I took in college? I still didn't know nothing about Juneteenth. And I know I was paying attention in that shit. I was good in it.
So for that to have happened, damn near 160 years ago. Here we are in 2021. Let's see, if you were born in 68, in 65, you will be, 56 this year? Yeah, 56 this year, right? Okay, so we're talking about 156 years. 156 years. And it's just becoming a holiday. So if I wasn't learning about it in schools where I was taught by black teachers around other black students, what do you think they were learning in white schools? Do you think it was even a thing at all? Do you think it was even a part of their history, even this much? Teeny weeny, itsy bitsy. I doubt it. So when I hear black people complaining, saying, well, you know, they want to give us a holiday. We don't need no holiday. We need reparations. If they didn't even know that something like Juneteenth had happened and all of the rest of their history has been whitewashed, doesn't it stand to reason that there's no way they're going to consider giving you reparations? They're ignorant to the reasons that you deserve it. They don't know. So we need things like this holiday, where even though people are getting off from work and school, at least they know why. You know what I mean? Because when we have holidays that people are off from work, you start asking questions like, well, how come we celebrate this shit again? Some people are not going to give a shit. Like, you say I'm off today, bet. That's what's up. But we need to know, because whatever comes after this, if we're going to ask for it and reasonably expect to get it, we have to be able to say, well, this is why. This is the way we've been treated. This is the way we've been done. This is what has happened to us. This is what they've been doing to us. So we can get a meaningful conversation started about reparations one day. And it's easy to say, yeah, well, no, we should have been able to get it started now. It's not always like that. Things go in a process. Like I said, I don't believe that if George Floyd had not been murdered last year in front of everybody on the internet, I don't think that we would be having Juneteenth as a federal holiday. So I think it's a good thing. There are people running around here, and I see we have a call on the line. Caller with the last numbers 2968. We're gonna get to you in a minute. But yeah. Yeah, man, you know, like, everything has to start somewhere. You don't just get to a place from the point of reference that you think we should be able to get there. Things go in a process. It's due process. So sometimes things get expedited a little bit. But, you know, this is a good thing, in my opinion. Now, the gripe that I've heard is, well, only black people, why should white people be able to have a day off for the injustice that they have perpetrated against us? And I'm like, it's a holiday. Are there any so-called white holidays? If they are, I know that they don't just let white people off for the holidays, for those holidays. Now, if you want to talk about separating a holiday, you know, now they say that Jesus was black. But if you read the Bible, it doesn't really say that he's black. Like, he ain't white, that's for sure. He's definitely not European. But to say that he's black, hair like wool, Didn't like bronze. Like, what kind of bronze? You got the light-skinned bronze. You know? And he sound like he a little Middle Eastern, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's how it sound to me. But nonetheless, if you accept that Jesus Christ is black, well, that technically makes Christmas a black holiday. And, well, Jesus is black and Christmas is a black holiday and people have off for Christmas, then technically Juneteenth should be fair game. Like, you let white people have Christmas off. That's a black holiday. Fuck is you doing? You know what I'm saying? They even hijacked Santa Claus. Sucre du toi. JT Ux is all up in the house. How you feeling, my good to see me some you? Good to see me some Y-O-U, and you know that is T-R-U for real, true. All right. Okay, TK Wright says, acknowledgement is a plus. Okay. Carol says, baby steps, no doubt. Without a doubt, okay, go for that. Carol also says, it was signed in 1863. Texas didn't recognize it until 2 years later, right? If it was taught to further demean blacks, I can only imagine the ish that was said. Just saying, okay? I don't think it will happen in my lifetime. But reparations, okay. Carol says, some Jewish holidays, I've worked with them and they took their holidays and I worked. Really? Well, I know when I was in school, they gave us Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur off. That's all I know. You know? Now, of course, we were kids. We didn't know how holidays were declared. But like MLK Day wasn't always MLK Day all around the United States. Somewhere around, what was it? When did they declare it a national holiday? I think like around 1988, 89 or something like that. You know. In the city of Philadelphia, all the time, all the years I was a kid, we had Martin Luther King Day off. But not all around the country. And remember, Arizona really put up a fight against MLK Day. They wasn't with that shit at all. So it was like, nope, I'm going to work. And you can still go to work on Juneteenth. If your job is open, go take your black ass to work. Like, nah, I ain't celebrating Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? Until they come through with the reparations, I ain't celebrating shit. They give us this little punk ass penny ante holidays and shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting no justice. I mean, until we get some justice, there ain't gonna be no peace out here. Ain't gonna be no peace out this peace. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for coming on through. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we are asking, is Juneteenth being declared a federal holiday enough? Well, enough comes in different forms for all of us. I think it's a good start. I think it's a hell of a start. Let me ask y'all this real quick, though. How would y'all have felt? Hear me out. How would y'all have felt if they didn't make Juneteenth a federal holiday, but they got the conversation started for like George Floyd's death day or birthday to be declared a national holiday? How would y'all feel if they did something like that? To me, it sounds ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. It would have sounded ridiculous if they did the same thing for Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin or Sandra Bland or any of them, because outside of the symbolism of their murder, you know, they didn't really serve the community. They didn't deserve to be murdered. They did nothing in order to be murdered. But you can't declare their birthdays a national holiday. But something that affected all black people like slavery. How you going? I just don't understand how you hating on that. The recognition of that. Do you know how long we had gone before this new wave of consciousness? Do you know how long we had gone without having any of our tragic events being recognized? You know, now we're recognizing Black Wall Street. Do you know how long it took to have Black Wall Street acknowledged on a national stage? Are you kidding me? They've been sweeping that shit under the rug. Oh, yeah, we've never had bombings on American soil. Really? Well, the first bombs that ever dropped in this country, the only bombs that have been dropped in this country have been on black people, Black Wall Street and MOVE in 1985. That's all we got. So, you know, with all of this sweeping shit under the rug, we should be kind of happy that motherfuckers are finally saying, all right, we got to say something. We got to say something. I'm all in. Count me in with the Juneteenth celebration. I was off the day anyway. But if I was at work, I would have wanted to be off work. Okay. Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. My girl Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, my woo. My ooh. Thanks for coming on through. And what's that? Exash. I can't do it. I can't read that. But it's all good. Thanks for coming through. You know who you are. We're 5:40 at the end. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate it. But yeah, man, we're talking about Juneteenth. Oh, wait. We do have a call on the line. Y'all hold on to y'all hat. Caller with the last number is 2968. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey. You know, I was just listening to what you saying. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yep, I hear you. A lot of different things you'd be saying. You said that we need to, you wanted to hear how people feel about things, right? You were asking people, you know, to respond how they feel about this and that. And you're going to get different folks that are at different ages in their life, you know, and some folk are older than other folk. So if you're talking to the older folk, they may have something to say about how they feel about the way it was back in the day. You understand?
Yeah. How was it back in the day?
Okay.
Which day?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go there. Right now, I'm going to go there right now. Listen. Okay. So you remember Elvis? Remember Elvis?
Yeah. You mean Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley. Now, remember Elvis? Everybody loved Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Black folk and white folk loved Elvis. When he died, everybody was mourning over it. But there were some white folk that weren't mourning over Elvis. And the black folk thought these white folk were out their mind because the black folk were looking at the white boy up there, and he moved his hip like the black folk know how it's supposed to be done.
What white people didn't like Elvis?
There were some people that were against the way There were some people against the way Elvis was moving his hips, and they didn't like the way he was doing all his thing. But there were some white kids that liked that. They were into it. And the black folks were into it too, because he had a way the way Elvis was. He spoke to everybody, and everybody was all in it, but except for some people didn't like the way you moved your hips up there.
I don't know. Elvis was a...
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you don't know, but maybe some people do know.
Well, I'm saying Elvis was a culture vulture. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a culture vulture. Like, I don't know any black people who liked Elvis. It's funny, you're saying that so many black people liked him. There was a lot of black people
that were digging the whole scene about what he was doing on the stage, you know, his act, you know, what he was doing. And he was doing his thing, you know, just like Michael Jackson was on the stage doing his thing. And everybody that worked with Michael knew that he was a pain in the ass, because Michael had an ear for every damn thing that was wrong. And he had to make sure it was the way he wanted it. And that's just made everybody crazy. You know, understand?
Yeah, but Michael Jackson was very liberal in his approach to his fans. Like, Elvis wasn't the same way. Like, you know, but Elvis was crowned the king of rock and roll. So he sold so many records, and he was such a larger than life figure that, I mean, it didn't even really matter who didn't like him. He had the world at his feet.
You know, everybody, you know, so that's what I was talking about. There were people that weren't mourning over the fact that he passed away, and these people were against, you know, certain things. You know, just like you're talking about, I heard people talking about the 13th Amendment. You know about the 13th Amendment?
Uh-huh.
That's when they supposedly abolished all the slavery thing, you know, and so... But I think that they just included the whole United States of America is what I think.
Mm.
So I think we're all, you know, in this together. And what you were talking about, yeah, I understand the Juneteenth thing. And it took some time, because some people don't want to let go of things so quick, and then they get forced to let go, you know, and it slows up everything. And it kind of confuses people, because people don't know what's what. And when you look back at things, you got 2020, you know what I mean?
Well, what do you think, what are your personal feelings about Juneteenth?
Well, I think the only way I got to know anything about it, this is the truth, I'm going to tell you right now. The only reason I got to know anything about it is because I'm interested in food, okay? And I looked at the rice and the okra, and that's how I learned about it.
What does rice and okra have to do with Juneteenth?
It takes you back, and it just, you know, you have to do your homework, man. I can't do it for you. You know what I'm saying? It's all through the food. It's how I got back to it, is just because I was interested in food, you know, and I got on the trail of the okra and the rice, and I was interested in how that all came about. And I got to study, you know, and all that. And I learned a lot of different little things. Not necessarily go around talking about it, but, you know, it's just something I find interesting, you know, and through the avenue of food and people preparing food and having what they had to prepare and under the circumstances they were under and what all they did, I got to learn all kinds of things. So I'm cool, man. Thanks for sharing, though.
I appreciate you calling in.
All right, it's cool, man. Most people don't.
It's all good, man. Love is love. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy
okay.
Juneteenth.
No doubt. All right. So appreciate the caller calling in and giving us that powerful insight. It was interesting. All right. So yeah. You know, one thing about our people that catches my attention all the time is that, you know, we have so many complaints about what we don't get, what's not recognized, what injustices are waged against us, how there are so many inequalities and inequities that we are forced to deal with in our lives and things like that. And then when somebody says, okay, you know what, listen, we're going to at least throw y'all a bone. Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to understand that this country was built on racism. And so you just can't do a liposuction on legislation that way. But what we can do is we can start to pave the way. We can, you know, when you don't build a house in one day, masons, they lay the foundation. The foundation has to be laid first. And then they start laying the bricks. They don't just put one brick on top of the other. They build it this way. And they build it that way. Then they build it this way. You know what I'm saying? So it's a strong brick house. You know, so I don't think that anybody needs to be praised for bringing awareness to this thing, because at the end of the day, our suffering has brought more awareness to this situation than anything else. But for politicians to take the step and say, you know what, listen, we have to do something about this, instead of trying to sweep it under the rug, instead of trying to say, well, you know what, man, they need to stop bitching. They need to stop bellyaching. You know what? Or you know what? I'm going to get you crying. I'm going to give you something to cry about, which is kind of like what we have experienced in the past. So I think it's a good thing, the awareness part of it, bringing recognition, bringing up the question, because the question has to be answered and will be answered by somebody in some form along the way. So I don't have a problem with this Juneteenth thing. How can a holiday be a bad thing? Like, you're going to get paid. Man, I want reparations. You know what? You wanted them last year too. You wanted them, however many years you've been in this world, you wanted reparations since you found out about it. And you're going to want them next year, the year after, year after, year after, year after. But this may help you to get a little closer to it. Many of us have been demoralized to the point where we don't think that that's ever going to happen. Well, honestly, I never thought about it before, but I certainly didn't think that Juneteenth would be a federal holiday. And I need to look that up. Like, what's the difference between a federal holiday and a national holiday? I don't remember any other holidays being called federal holidays. Do y'all? Has somebody else looked that up? I'm going to look that up in a minute. All right, y'all. We have a caller on the line. Hold on. Before I take the caller, let me look up the difference between a federal holiday and a national holiday. Maybe there's something for us to recognize in terms of that. All right. What's the difference between a federal holiday and a national holiday?
According to difference.info, key difference. A national holiday is a day when a nation or a non-sovereign country celebrates its independence, establishment, or an otherwise important occasion.
Difference between national holiday and federal. Let me look this. Let me see what this is here. Okay. A national holiday is a day when a nation or non-sovereign country celebrates its independence, establishment, or momentous occasion. People often get confused with the holidays as declared on the birthday and death day of the ruler or saints, but they can also be considered as a national holiday. Usually all the countries have only one national holiday, but some countries have more than one. For example, Pakistan and India have three national holidays each. Okay. A federal holiday is a day when a state or a province within a federation declares a public holiday. So we don't have a lot of national holidays. Okay. So the only national holiday, check this out, y'all. I didn't know this. There are only two national holidays. Independence Day and Republic Day. Did y'all know that shit? I did not know that. Wow. Independence Day and Republic Day. What is Republic Day? I don't even know what that is. Do y'all? Now, the federal holidays are New Year's, MLK Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day again, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So Juneteenth being declared a federal holiday solidifies it as a real holiday. It being declared a federal holiday is what we probably would have ignorantly recognized as a national holiday. How about that? Well, isn't that special? All right. With that being said, I'm going to take the caller with the last numbers, 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What is on your mind this evening?
Hey, Republic Day is the same as saying Independence Day, just so you, for us.
Oh, is
so,
it?
Just, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
but I totally agree with you as far as, you know, your view on Juneteenth being recognized. I feel like it's almost like sometimes we as Black people aren't. We're not happy. We're not satisfied with the small wins, you know, and that's a shame. That's a shame. We'll sit there every Thanksgiving, especially, you know, in the more recent years, making fun of Thanksgiving, saying that we're not going to observe Thanksgiving because it's not legitimate. Now we actually have a legitimate holiday, you know. It's not Christmas, you know, even with Christmas. Christmas is not legitimate, you know?
Oh, that's but how do you even figure that? Jesus was Black.
that's not even the day that he was actually born, according to that book, you know? But people will take off for that, spend all their money for that. Here we are with a legitimate holiday, and people are bitching about it. It baffles me. Absolutely legitimate. No way around it. No way around it.
Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to cut you off, but let me ask you this.
Fine.
Do you think that people bitching, Black people bitching about us having Juneteenth declared as a federal holiday, do you think that's more symbolic of the awareness and the consciousness being elevated amongst us, knowing what we really should have coming to us? Or do you think it's just more like, damn, you know, we're pretty much insatiable when it comes to our I want to say what they call it. What they say?
Historical oppression?
No. What they call millennials. They say millennials are entitled. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you think it plays on our feelings of entitlement? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it may. Well, let me let you answer the question. Like,
I think both, and even though it frustrates me, I understand it.
Okay.
I think it's both. I think there's a lot more awareness to what's going on and what's been going on than there has been in the last 20 years by our people, which I'm happy to see. And yes, the millennials want it all. They want it all. They want it right now. You know, so there is a sense of entitlement as well. It's like, nah, you know, we don't just want Juneteenth. Nah, we want this, and this. And, you know, a lot of people feel like they're kind of sweeping police things like police violence and systemic oppression, you know, under the rug by giving us a holiday. Like they're trying to kind of just pacify us by giving us a holiday. And in a way, they are.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, they are. Now, that's the truth.
Well, why do you feel that way?
Because I don't believe that our government always has we have a self-serving government, and that's why I feel that way. It would not surprise me if, you know, years from now somebody wrote a book talking about, you know, who was in this working in this administration who said, oh yeah, you know, well, we kind of just wanted to put out some fires, so we just kind of threw them a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that there aren't, you know, people in the who work within the government who don't care. I'm not saying that, but like you said, if that man had not been murdered for the whole world to see, I also do not believe that we would have Juneteenth as a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, but yeah, I guess we have to be partially thankful that at least something came out of that. At least that's the way I choose to look at it. You know what I mean? At least something came out of it instead of a memory. You know, because what came out of the Rodney King beating? I guess because he didn't die, it didn't, you know, it didn't change anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of unrest. There was, you know, it was violent out there, out the West Coast. But mm-hmm. You know, while you were talking, I was curious. So I looked up. I was thinking to myself, I wonder what Candace Owens thinks about Juneteenth.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and so she said.
Am I gonna have a stroke? Oh.
Well, I mean, what do you suspect? If you had to guess, what would you think that she? How would you think that she would feel? Huh?
I need you to just get ahead and lay it on me because I.
Okay.
I don't like to think about her. Yeah.
All right. I got you. Says. First of all, she says it's so lame.
Oh.
And she says, hold on, it was this. Candace Owens says Juneteenth gives black people.
Oh, fuck.
Wait a minute. Juneteenth gives black people perpetual victim mentality. Perpetual victim mentality. That's why I'm like, I can't fuck with that chick. You know what I'm saying? Like when people try to invoke her into conversations about consciousness and stuff like that, I'm like, I'm not trying to fucking hear that. Tom, like, you know what she reminds me of?
What?
She kind of reminds me of the female version of Clarence Thomas. You know what I mean? Like, we could always count on Justice Thomas to be against anything that was for us. I mean,
mm-hmm.
to always
yeah.
be on the other side, to always be able to be the devil's advocate on the opposite side of whatever justice was due to us. You could always count on Justice Thomas to vote the other way. Never for us, always against us. And when people try to say that Candace Owens speaks a lot of stuff that many of our more popular leaders speak about, I'm just like, no, she really, you can take a sound bite from almost anybody and say that they remind you of this person and that person. You know, nothing new is under the sun, but you're also going to see a consistency of black opposition in her stance. And that's where I have a problem. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me, and it probably shouldn't surprise you that she would take the the low road when it came to recognizing Juneteenth. I think that any holiday or any event that recognizes the struggle that we have been a part of is a good thing. You know, we don't always get the big prize that we've been due for all of these years, but I don't think that we would know what to do with it even if we got it. It would be sort of like the homeless person that won the lottery. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to fucking do with this money, so I'm going to give it all away, spend it, and fuck up this money. That's what I'm supposed to do. I didn't come from money, so all I know how to do is spend money and fuck up money. So I'm going to do that. So with Juneteenth, it gives us a chance to at least sprinkle. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, here's a little something, something. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. we can't give you the whole pie, whether we're talking about a fruit pie or whether we're talking about a piece of pie. But look, you're going to get a slice. Right. You know what happens? Since you're getting a slice, you're eating. And other people are going to see that at least your hunger for that day got satisfied. All right. There's still a lot of work to be done. But there's a lot of work to be done in a lot of areas, not just ours. But, mm-hmm. When you finally get the ball rolling on something, then, you know, we can at least build up some momentum. And I'm all right with that. I'm all mm-hmm. right with a paid holiday. Not just now. I've heard this talk, and maybe you can let me know. And I see we have another caller. I'm going to get to in a minute. Caller with the last number 7019. I've heard some talk about how they're trying to whitewash Juneteenth, like change the name of it or something like that. Have you heard anything mm-hmm. about that?
Yeah, but the name, it's been called different things besides Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that a lot of people realize that. So they think that they're just trying to whitewash it when the truth is that it's actually been called other names from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, does anybody know if we made up the name Juneteenth?
Yeah.
And I ain't going to front. I'm not in love with the name. I'm sorry, you were saying something?
I just said yes. Yeah.
Oh, we did make it up?
Yeah, we made up all the damn names.
I didn't know we made up Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I would be down for another one of us to kind of remix it a little bit. You know what I mean? Juneteenth. I don't know. But as long as they don't try to say something like, call it like Black Independence Day and no shit like that.
Oh. Man,
let me think about that, because would that be bad?
So some of the other names are Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day. So now I learned about it as Emancipation Day, not Juneteenth. So the first time I heard Juneteenth, I was like, what the hell is that? and then when my friend was telling me about it, I was like, oh, you mean Emancipation Day.
Yeah, because Juneteenth sounds like summer summer jam or some shit.
Don't front. It sounds ghetto. But it's a point, you know what I mean? I am going to hold you. It sounds like Nuck Nuck and he made that name up, you know? But
all
I
want to know is who on the wheels of steel? Who's DJing? You know what
I'm saying? DJ Diamond Cuts. But, yeah.
Is Nas performing this year or not? Okay, so all right, but yeah, I like Emancipation Day. I'm with that. That would get my
vote. And as far as Candace Owens, she's saying whatever she needs to say in order to keep herself relevant. In my opinion, that is how she operates. She panders to her audience. She knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah, She ain't no dummy by a long shot. She's
at home in her red, black, and green mini shorts. But on camera or on social media, she's like, oh, you know, she's going to she's going to say something completely different because of who her audience is.
Remember that internet guy, last name, Tommy Sotomayor?
Who?
Tommy Sotomayor.
Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, because he was a black internet guy, and he always had some negative shit to say about black people, especially black women. And people, like, he was an internet sensation because a lot of people agreed with that bullshit he was saying. And it was really just a bunch of rabble rousing. It was just a bunch of shock jock type shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was all like, yeah, these bitches out here deserve to be raped because, you know what I mean? They blah, blah, blah. It was on that type. He was on that type vibe. Like, yeah, if y'all went out here, you know, running around here looking like and acting like hoes, then maybe the white man would respect you. That type shit. You know what I'm saying? She kind of reminds me of the female version, the watered down female version of him. Like, whatever black people want, I'm going to show them how ridiculous and misguided they are. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take this stance and I'm going to run with it. And watch, y'all dumb niggas going to jump on this train. And it worked. Tommy Sotomayor.
I'm looking at his picture. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, Tommy Sotomayor. Sotomayor. Okay. All right. As promised, we have another caller on the line. Caller with the last number 7019. I want to thank you for holding on. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. What's going on tonight?
Hey. I was just calling because I just had a couple comments. One of them was, I'm not surprised by Candace's comment because, I mean, she is who she is, and she says what she needs to say, just like the other caller said. But we also have to realize that, you know, since Biden is in office, right, we have to remember that, you know, this cabinet is sort of held to a standard because of, you know, the promises that Biden made during his campaign to kind of, you know, pander to black people. And it's like, okay, we got you elected. Now you owe us something, right? You owe us something for our vote. So I would expect that there are some things that are going to come down the pipe that, you know, are sort of semi or on the mild side of specifically for black people, right? I don't expect it to be anything substantial in terms of, you know, reparations. But I do expect things like giving us a holiday or, you know, things like that, because you have to remember that, you know, there's always been bills on the floor, you know, in Congress and in Senate, you know, and, you know, bills on the floor for us specifically that have never been passed. And they've been reintroduced and reworded, you know, framed in a different frame, however you want to put it, and it's always got pushed to the back burner. And so now I think because, you know, he sort of feels compelled to allow some things to go through, but it's never going to be, I don't think, to the point where, you know, they're going to try to make us anywhere near whole or, you know, on an equal playing field as it seems to have been promised. You know, these are the days where we're going to see a turn of the tide or anything like that. I do believe that a lot of it is sort of just to quiet us down. Like, okay, you know, you can't say we don't have this anymore. Much like, you know, it's like we can't say the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl because we did. But, you know, it's just like they're going to give us a bone and hopes that it's enough to satisfy us at least just for the time being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not the Juneteenth being declared a federal holiday is not a panacea. And I don't think that even if we got reparations, it would be a panacea, because I speculate that most of us would fuck that money up quick anyway. And now you don't have nothing to look forward to. It's like the thought. I don't mean to sound all skeptic, but I kind of know how my people do. You know what I'm saying? Now
the effect stimulus did on the black community. We saw it already, so we know.
That's different. The stimulus was not just for black people. As a matter of fact, we only.
But what I'm saying is
a little bit. But what I'm saying is,
look what black folks spent their money on.
Yeah, but that was because of the stress of the pandemic. This would be different. If we got reparations during peacetime and health time, you think it was some crab legs and turkey and chicken wings being bought? Yo, you going to see so many Benzes, Cadillacs, high-end, you know, foreign vehicles, and Gucci and Prada and all. It's going to be like...
So you saying the same thing I just said?
I know. But you can't compare that to the stimulus, because that was only in the grand scheme of things, the stimulus was only a teaser, because that was only a little bit of money, and each American got the money. So it's different. When we talk about reparations,
but I'm saying that was a glimpse. That was a glimpse into what it like. You could see what would happen if we got more money than that. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine.
Well, I can, and I know that it's supposed to be for us to collectively, you know, put our money together and build our communities if we got reparations. But I know that that probably wouldn't happen. What would happen is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let me just put it this way. Strippers are going to finally make it, you know, strike it rich. Twice.
Shut up. Okay.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Listen. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. Imagine.
Oh, listen, if they found a way to cut strippers out of the stimulus, they're going to find a way to cut them out of reparations.
They didn't cut them out of stimulus. They just got back in.
Yes, they did.
They got them in a different venue, through a different venue.
It wasn't written into the bill, but they found a way to get their money.
Exactly. Like I bet you they got that money. I ain't heard a single complain about that tip. But anyway.
They got PPP and everything else.
I mean, and for this one time they deserved it, but I don't want them getting the reparations money, and that just shows my mental slavery. I'm like, nah, don't give them motherfuckers that money. They gonna fuck that money up. I mean, it's their money to fuck up. But my biggest problem is, if you give us reparations after we fuck that money up, it's like, that's it. You got paid. You got your 40 acres. You got your mule. Look at this fucking 40 acres. This shit is a fucking mess. Look at this shit. What y'all do to the mule? I ain't need that
well,
fucking mule.
Well, listen to this. Did you hear or read about, because I seem to recall reading about the living survivors of Black Wall Street were, I don't know if they gave it to them yet or they were talking about it, but they were talking about giving them each $100,000 to each of the surviving family members of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about that. And I was thinking, like, when I heard about that, I'm thinking, like, oh, so they're getting that reparations argument started. Because I'm like, hold on.
Well, my thing is, they should have gotten that money before we even had a holiday.
Exactly.
Or any money. How'd that happen?
I don't know if they got it.
I think they may have gotten it. I don't remember. I have to look it up.
I don't mean to sound like a hater, but I don't see why they should get money. Like, you know, they get a personal tragedy. What about my people that lived around Osage Avenue?
They all died.
I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to be giving out money. I was traumatized. You know what I mean? You know how long you took me to trust
you? And let me tell you, the people who houses got demolished or blown up or whatever, they did get paid for their property. They also got shafted in that whole situation, but they
those replacement houses that they built was fucked up.
Said they got shafted in that.
But do you know how long?
But they also gave out money if you opted not to have your house rebuilt, right? So you could either take the payout or have your house rebuilt. So some people opted for the money and left the area. And it's funny now because the houses that they have, they went in and bought those properties, and now they are selling them for, I think it's close to like $200,000 a house as like these these like grand it's not a condo because it's like a split level. Like they really went in and really fixed them up, and now they're selling them for $200,000 and up. So
all I know is it took me years to stop being wary of people who had dreads after the move tragedy. You know what I'm saying? I don't deserve a check for that shit. I think
you had PTSD?
I did.
Didn't you have dreads when you had hair?
Huh? No, I ain't never had no dreads. I think dreads are ugly. I'm just keeping it a buck. Mm. But I'm going to tell you like this. But yeah, I was suspicious. Because the media had me suspicious of all people who had dreads at the time. And I wasn't the only one who felt that way. And I'm saying all this to say that, yeah, people who got who went through the terror and horror of Black Wall Street, that spread out amongst more than just the people who were affected, directly affected by it. You know what I'm saying? And we still all have PTSD about slavery and the effects of that. None of us are exempt from that. Not one of us are exempt from that. So one person get a check. Everybody got to get a check. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, I'm being real about this, even though, you know, it sounds like there's a little bit of comedy in my voice, but I'm keeping it on it. If reparations get given out, we're going to have some kind of system that identifies Black people. Because you got all too many Black people running around here talking about they ain't Black. Don't get Black all of a sudden. You know, I'm just saying, don't get Black all of a sudden. You know, before you was talking all this, you know what I mean? I'm Indian this and, you know, Africa and all. I ain't fucking with no Africans. You come in with that African shit, you ain't getting no check. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about U.S. United States born, bred, recognized Southern American. You know what I'm saying? I ain't none of that.
Well, how many people? Up north, how many?
You already up north, you ain't getting no money. You want to talk that many, shit like that? Hold on. You want to talk all that shit like your ancestors was free? All right, you ain't getting no money then. Now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no slavery money with your free ass. You free motherfucker. Now you ain't getting no money. All right. So, and all of these extra light skin, you know, talk about they mixed and all that. Yeah, I mean, you know, my grandma, you know, Irish and Italian and you know, English and Romanian and this, that, and the third. The European that got I got this whole Caucasian thing going on some old Tiger Woods shit. Oh yeah, well, only the Black party was gonna get paid. So all of them other races, you ain't getting no money. You know what I mean? You and the rest of them kittens who lost your mittens, y'all ain't getting no pie. Y'all ain't getting no pie. And I'm saying something shit like, nah, every all of y'all motherfuckers ain't getting it. Y'all been fronting. Y'all been fronting all this time. You know what I mean? So we're going to have to go in some people's history. Like, all right, since the first grade, you've been talking this Cherokee Indian shit. Sure. I know that the Cherokees was black, but that ain't what you was talking about. So guess what? You don't get no pie with your admitting losing so kicking ass. Fuck out of here. No,
so do Puerto Ricans get the pie?
No, fuck no. Because they always front. They always front on the Puerto Ricans.
I knew that answer.
Same thing for the Dominicans. Same thing for the Brazilians. Same thing for all them South Americans. You've been shitting on black people like you a white person? All right. You ain't getting no fucking reparations. You ain't getting no reparations anyway. You ain't from the United States. Fuck out of here. Y'all had a different kind of slavery. Y'all running around here calling yourselves Peruvians and Ecuadorians. Fuck, I don't know nothing about that. I got to put a hyphen after black. You know what I mean? What is black? I come from the nation of black. You know what the nation of black is? It's called the United States. Fuck out of here. You don't recognize? You ain't been recognized. You not getting no check. No, this check is for only, this is for only former slaves. So you wasn't proud of you ain't proud of your slave ancestry? You ain't no check. I'm proud of mine. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, this shit. You know, look, we've been tractoring and hoeing since I don't know how long. Check, please. 40 acres of meal. Check, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, I take it. I want 40 acres in a bin.
Where's the button at? Where's the button?
But I'm laughing, but very serious. I'm laughing, but very serious, because enough is enough of this bullshit. It really is. Enough is enough. Juneteenth being declared a federal holiday is a good thing. It's not the best thing. It's not the greatest thing that ever happened, but it is something, and everything starts at one. You give some of us, you start some of us at one. It was like, damn, I can't start at seven? No, you can't. And nobody else started at seven either. Well, I know some people who started at three. You started at one. You know what I mean? They started at three after they started at one. You saw them at three. Yeah, they started at three when they came around you, but around them, their own, they started at one. Get it? You know what I'm saying? You know, you bring forth the new math. But, you know, I mean, I understand people's concerns about what we're not getting and all of that. But there's a time to be talking about what you're not getting. And then there's a time to appreciate what you have or what you did get. And I think that this is a pretty decent start. So we have MLK Day. And now we have Juneteenth. Maybe we can get another one somewhere along the line. You know what I'm saying?
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
You know, just as far as what we're quote unquote not getting, people are like, well, when are they going to make a law about police violence? They had already put forth, the George Floyd bill.
Mm.
Okay, and so it was passed in the House, but they were trying to. It hasn't gone all the way through because basically one of the other branches was trying to basically take out accountability for the police officers.
And so that's
why it hasn't been made into a full-on, you know, law. But it's not that it didn't go, you know, it wasn't presented as, you know, as one. They don't want
to
pass it into a law without. Yeah, they don't want to make it a law and like how does it help anything if they could still do whatever they're gonna do and not get in trouble for it?
Right.
You know.
Well,
I just wanted to add that real quick.
No. That's good talk, but you know, like yeah, there are so many things that are owed to us. And there are going to be so many people, because there are so many people who say that we're not owed anything. And then you have many of us who are demoralized, who feel like, well, they've given up hope so much that anything will ever happen that they're not even prepared for any form of a blessing, even if the blessing is a handout, even if the blessing is constructive. It's like, it's almost like being abused. You have to prepare yourself for the abuse every day because you know it's coming so consistently. And if you fail to prepare yourself for it on a daily basis, then it's going to hurt even more because it's going to be like you haven't braced yourself for that impact. And it's when you look at it that way, that validates the PTSD that we have suffered. So many of us don't even know that they're suffering from that. You know, it's a natural instinct for all living things to try to move away from the pain. If something is too hot, you want to move away from it. Like the heat is too intense. If something keeps hurting you, even if it start off not hurting too much, but after a while it's going to get sore. So after a while you're going to pull away. You know what I'm saying? And the pain of racism being waged against us, of, I hate to use the word inequality, but let's say unfairness, you know, unfair practices in education, in business, in the legal system, things that aren't undeniable, but that we still find ways to deny. You know, it's all of us are really just moving away from the pain. I know that I'm not going to get something, so I'm going to act like I never even wanted it. It's just like being in love with somebody you know that doesn't like you or doesn't feel as strongly for you as you feel for them. So you're like, I ain't going to, you know, keep getting my heart broken and keep getting rejected. So I'm being like, well, I moved on. I don't even like you no more. Meanwhile, you know, deep down in your heart, you're like, damn, I wish I had her, or damn, I wish I could get with him. But he just ain't feeling me, or blah, 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 for whatever reason. So you just pretend like, no, they ain't all that. I don't want them. But your heart is longing for them. So that's kind of like sort of like the game that we're playing when it comes to our justice. You know, we don't think that we'll ever get it, so we act like it doesn't matter. Reparation, same thing. We don't think that we'll ever get it, so we act like it doesn't matter, or that we don't want it, or that we don't even need it. Like, I've made it on my own. I'm a self-made man, and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, the thing is, the majority of us aren't self-made. The majority of us are underprivileged. The majority of us are fucked up. So wherever you go, you're still going to be affected by us because we are the majority. You are more of like the 5% or down to the 1%. The other 95 or 85, if you count the 10% that's in a different category, you're never going to be able to advance in any significant way because the 85% have to be counted. And they are the face of the movement. They are the face of the struggle. They are the face of the progression. And you don't like to see that face. It's kind of ugly, ain't it? But you got to deal with that. So until you bring them up and elevate their status, elevate their consciousness, you ain't going nowhere. You're not making no significant impact, and it's not going to really matter. You're going to have to bring those downtrodden niggas. You're going to have to bring them up. No way around it. Listen, I want to thank y'all for calling in. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We got to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we out of here. But, you know, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let me close y'all mics out of here, and then we go do these birthday shout-outs. And once again, I appreciate you all. Yes, I do.
And, thank you.
You're welcome, and you're thanked once again. Yes, yes, yeah. All right, we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 19th, Juneteenth, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Sherelle Mitchell. Turning 32 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Terrence Smith turning 52 years old today. And Andrea Chrisman turning 57 years old today. And she's raising money for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And also Shamika Steele turning 43 years old today. And Jay Perkins turning 49 years old today. And Mitch Silston turning 30 years old today. And Jacqueline Burdett turning 59 years old today. And Thomasina Fisher turning 52 years old today, and Motia Clark turning 39 years old today, and Sherelle, wait a minute, oh, Sherelle Mitchell evidently has two accounts, okay, and Natasha McCray, happy birthday to you, and last but not least, my man, my mellow, my man, Harold Cohen McCann, turning 42 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you, and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, to rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, Juneteenth's becoming a national holiday. I think it's a good thing. Some other people think it's a good thing. Some people don't think that it's such a great thing. Well, there are plenty of other things that we never really agreed on as a whole or collectively, and that's all right. We don't always have to agree on the same things at the same time, but somewhere along the line, we will work it out, iron it out. We all have differences. We all have similarities. We all should have a common goal, but to get to that common goal, we have to start putting the building blocks together, one on top of the other. Yo, for my sisters and brother, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. One day we get this holiday. So I don't want to sound all like, yay, but I'm definitely not going to sound like, ah, fuck off. You know what I mean? Shit. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like you deserve $1,000. But when they put that those 10 $10 bills in your hand, I'm going to take this, honey. I should have got $1,000, though. Shit. Yeah, all right, it's the whole $100. This lousy-ass $100. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, it will, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitate you, and love you right back to life. Please make sure y'all hit that like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow in full and total absolute effect. For another Urban Therapy with Sun show. And tomorrow we will be talking about hold on. I'm gonna tell y'all what we're going to talk about because this shit is gonna be rad. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be rad. Tomorrow we is talking about, does marriage counseling work? Does marriage counseling work? Does marriage counseling work tomorrow on the Urban Therapy with Sun show? Yo, does marriage counseling work? Yo, we got to talk about it, be about it, or see what's up with it. Does marriage counseling work? Well, I don't know for sure, but we're going to see about it one more. I said marriage. Listen, man, a lot of people go to marriage counseling. A lot of people go to couples counseling. Does it really work? For those of you who have been to marriage counseling before, I hope that you call in. I hope that you give your input. But we need to see it. You know, marriage counseling is just like any other counseling, just like any other therapy. But it's different when you have a common goal. You have a common goal between two people, which is a family. We're going to look into it, especially on the black hand side. Is marriage counseling something that has proven to be effective for us? Tomorrow, 11 o'clock on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Hold on to your hats and get your ideas together because we're going to rock out with that one. All right, y'all. So Blog Talk, let me get you on out of here. Nah, thank you for coming through loud and clear. Word. And